Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are watching the snowstorms. They're going across the country. It's wintertime. I hope you're staying warm and safe. And we are also watching how to build engaging customer experience. I had to think about that for a second. Because to do that, you have to innovate. Well, how do you innovate? Right? Here's one of the tips that I've seen work. Was recently reminded of by one of my mentors, which is break the frame of what you're doing by putting yourself in the customer's shoes. Now, I know you've heard that a gazillion times. Bear with me. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. Write out the experience that you would want to have if you were a customer walking into your store, that you were a customer buying from your website. However it is that you engage your customers, walk through that process based on what you know about your customer, based on feedback you've gotten from your customers, and write it out. If you were in their shoes, if you were the one experiencing it, what does that look like? What do you want it to look like? Okay. It's really, and that is a two-parter. What does it look like now? What do you really want it to look like? And then check that with your team, check that with your customers to see, is this right? Is this what, you know, is this what it really is? Is this, how big is that gap between where you're at, where you want to be? And you can work on innovating through that feedback that you get in the, you know, from your customers and from your team. Go, look, here's things that your team sees based on interaction with customers, what they're learning, what some of your key customers are experiencing, you know. And again, focus on that like top 5% customers that you really love working with and that they just love working with you, in order to find out what is it you can learn from that so that you can make some tweaks, adjustments, innovations, so that the rest of your customers are having a great experience as well. So it's just, it's a small thing, but have you really done it? And here's a bonus to go along with it. Get someone to do a secret shopping. You know, get someone to do business with your process for buying from you, whether it's through website, whether it's walking into a retail location, whatever that may be. And then use that to find out, how, again, what is that gap between what it really is versus what you want it to be, what your customers have been telling you they want it to be, so that you can craft solutions, you can craft changes, innovate based on that feedback. Because how do you, you know, really, what is the nature of an innovation? How do you come up with ideas? You see people do brilliant stuff. How do you think about it differently? How do you create that? This is a step in that direction. What do you want it to be? What is it today based on actual feedback from the people that are experiencing it and from your experience with it as well? You know, for example, somebody showed me a video today of five guys playing a piano, but they popped the lid off and they were playing it like a stringed instrument, not using the keyboard like you would normally see with a concert piano. Look that up on the internet. It's an amazing sound, and it's an incredible innovation where they're taking a standard, musical instrument that's been around for hundreds of years and playing it in a very different way, getting a very different sound, and it is still a beautiful piece of music. How can you do that? How can you pop the lid on your process and tinker from, you know, with the strings instead of the traditional way of doing it, the way that you've been doing it since you started your business? And for those of you that are just starting, if you're one of the people that are just starting, here's a tip. Look at what others are doing, find a way to do something very different. You know, usually if you look at what the industry standard is, the industry trend of how they approach stuff, the accepted industry practice, a lot of times, if you switch and go the other direction, you'll find something that you can innovate, that you can do differently, that will give you an advantage in the marketplace. I'm not saying break laws, do things that are unsafe. You know, if you're working in automotive, it's like you don't leave the brakes off of the car to do something different just because all cars have brakes. But just run with that. Take a look before you implement and see what you come up with. You know, it's how do you get that different perspective? If everybody's looking over here, be looking back here, see what they're missing. So, a tip, we're going to do a series of these. Thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. Appreciate you being a part of the conversation. I'm Wolf, and I will see you on the trail.